If there's one spot in America that you'd think would place a lot of trust in computers, it's California's Silicon Valley. But as local leaders in Santa Clara County have discovered, sometimes those who know computers best have the biggest concerns about them. Santa Clara is in the middle of deciding what kind of electronic voting system to buy to replace its old punch card machines. As NPR's Andy Bowers reports, a local computer scientist is waging a battle to make sure good old-fashioned paper remains a part of digital voting.
David Dill is not a conspiracy theorist. Yes, he's read the allegations that fly around the internet, unproven suspicions about manipulated or even stolen elections in states with new touchscreen electronic voting machines. What bothers Dill is not that he's seen good evidence the rumors are true.
What really bothers me as a computer scientist is that I can't say on technical grounds that I think those theories could not be true.
That's because Dill, who teaches at Stanford University, knows that computers can make mistakes, or more sinisterly, that they can be made to make key mistakes. Dill and a growing number of computer experts argue the solution is simple. Dill wants every electronic voting machine to spit out a piece of paper with each voter's selections, which the voter can then review for accuracy on the spot.
And then that would be something that's cast in the same way that a paper ballot is cast now. It goes into a locked ballot box. Either the voter puts it there, or it gets pulled back into the machine, into a locked ballot box that's inside the machine.
And if a recount were needed for any reason, it could be done the old-fashioned way, by counting paper. Several months ago, Dill authored a petition asking fellow computer scientists to endorse this kind of voting paper trail. He has so far gathered more than 400 signatures from experts across the country. But as he was spearheading this national campaign, Dill discovered that Stanford's own county, Santa Clara, was about to buy the very touchscreen voting machines he was warning about.
Santa Clara County is really the center of Silicon Valley, so it has the most engineers per square inch of any area in the world, and it seems to me that it really ought to be a trendsetter when it comes to applications of technology. So at that point, I decided we needed to leap into action locally as well as nationally.
And yesterday was the moment of truth.
Item number 30. And let me begin this conversation by asking staff.
The Santa Clara County Board of Supervisors was due to decide which of three touchscreen systems it would buy. But thanks to weeks of lobbying by David Dill and several colleagues, there was an additional item on the agenda.
On this issue of a paper record, we've included in our staff report a suggested option should the board wish to move down that path.
The supervisors had postponed an earlier decision on the issue while they asked the three touchscreen companies in the running whether they could provide such a paper backup. Supervisor Pete McHugh gave their answer yesterday.
It is my understanding, as it pertains to a paper audit trail, all three vendors have indicated their willingness to do so.
But that's not the same as admitting their computer voting machines are vulnerable to tampering. Howard Kramer is a vice president of Sequoia Voting Systems, which the supervisors yesterday named as the county's top choice.
Certainly we believe that there's sufficient evidence in the marketplace that, this approach is ample, that security is extremely strong, and that our approach is absolutely 100% accurate and verifiably so.
So why did his company agree to provide a paper trail at no extra cost?
It's not my place to tell the marketplace what it can and can't have. If they want it, we'll make it.
But it's still not clear that Santa Clara does want it, in part because of added hassles such as printers that can jam. In the end, the board voted only to run a small pilot program using the paper trail devices during the next two elections. A more comprehensive approach will have to wait, it said, for the recommendations of a new California State Task Force on the issue. David Dill regards that as a partial victory, but he's not done fighting either. He's on the new task force. Andy Bowers, NPR News, San Jose.